Earlier start more showers.
Elizabeth Rizzini. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday the 25th of May. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight, low Hebrides 989, expected North Faroes 978 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, south at Zira, east 40s. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Rain, then showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. West 40s, Cromarty 4th, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Dover and White. Occasional rain, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. North Biscay, westerly, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain, then fair, moderate or good. South Biscay, southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 3 or 4, occasional rain, moderate or good. South Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast, mainly fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Westerly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in North Fitzroy. Showers, good. Irish Sea. West, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. West, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. West or northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Hebrides. Rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming west or northwest, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, except in South Fair Isle. Rain, then showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 25th of May. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest, 6, recent precipitation, 13 miles, 995, rising. Stornoway, southwest, 5, slight drizzle and rain, 1 mile, 989, now rising. Lerwick, south by east, 3, fog, 1,100 metres, 991, falling. Lucas, west-southwest, 4, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 992, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest, 4, 999, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 7, 5 miles, 1,009. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 6, 1,000 metres, 1,010. Jersey, southwest, 5, 19 miles, 1,012, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 5, 2 miles, 1,010. Scilly Automatic, west by north, 5, heavy rain, 6 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Valentia, west by north, 4, slight showers, 7 miles, 1,011, now falling. Ronald's Way, west by north, 5, rain, 16 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Malin Head, west by north, 6, recent rain, 15 miles, 999, rising. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday the 25th of May. The general situation: strong winds will affect most waters with changeable weather conditions from the Atlantic. Gales look set to affect some waters off Scotland during Sunday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly, 4 at first in northeast, otherwise westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Showers at first, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, veering west, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Showers at first, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Showers, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Showers, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. West, 6 or 7, decreasing 5 or 6, backing west or southwest later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first near the Mull of Kintyre. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardermurchan Point. Southwest, veering west, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. From Ardermurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast, 3 or 4, veering west or southwest, 6 to gale 8. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And the general situation once again: strong winds will affect most waters with changeable weather conditions from the Atlantic. Gales look set to affect some waters off Scotland during Sunday. And that completes the shipping forecast. This is BBC Radio 4. The time is 5:43. Time now for Bells on Sunday, which this week comes from the Minster Church of All Saints, Rotherham, in South Yorkshire. The Minster is a prominent example of Perpendicular Gothic architecture, featuring a central tower and spire rising to a height of 180 feet. The ringing of bells from the tower can be traced back to 1501, and by the 18th century it is known that there was a ring of 6 bells. Today there are 12 bells, all cast by the John Taylor Foundry of Loughborough. The tenor weighs 34¼ hundredweight and is tuned to the note of D flat. And we're going to hear them now ringing Steadman Sinks. Thank you. Stedman sinks, being rung on the bells of the Minster Church of All Saints, Rotherham. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:45, and time now for In Touch with Peter White.
Hello. Later, the long-promised catch-up on your responses to our major interviews with the CEOs of the RNIB and Guide Dogs. But first, as technology seems to be impinging on more and more aspects of our lives, it's surely becoming increasingly crucial that blind and partially sighted people get better access to websites, apps, phones, methods of dealing with money. The list is endless. So here's the good news. The European Accessibility Act, the EAA, is on its way. It kicks in next month. And the bad news? Well, it's EU legislation, so not strictly speaking directly applicable to the UK. But before you switch off, there's a silver lining to that cloud, which my guests will explain. Joining me are Leonie Watson, who's director of Tetralogical, which is an accessibility consultancy and auditing company,